نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، respected elders, my dear brothers, this is a great work, the noble work of Ambiyas and Rasools. And Ambiyas and Rasools were guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through wahi. They were taught the work of Dawat by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Anbiya and Rasuls. That great work has come to us by the barakat of being in the ummat of the last Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This great work, this great responsibility has come on our shoulders by being in the ummat of the last Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have not learned this work. We are doing it, but we have not learned it. So we are the learners. So work while doing, learn while doing, and do while learning. So this great work we should do with the jazba of learning it. Our elders used to say, quote one of the sayings of Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh, that brothers doing the effort of work, they fall in three groups. Those who are in the field of effort and in the effort of Dawat, they fall in three groups, three categories, not groups. One category is Talib. He is always eager of learning. He is always eager of progress in the work. His eagerness is that I should learn this work and do it. The other category is Qane. Qane means content. He is content with what he is doing. Alhamdulillah, I am doing so much. What more remains to be done? This is enough. What I am doing is enough. What more I need to do? So he is content. His progress stops. He will not progress in this work. He is content. Qane. The third group category is Naqid, who criticizes. The brothers who are working with him, he finds faults in them and criticizes. It is his, he falls down. So elders used to say that those who are working in the, those who are doing the work of Dawat, they fall in these three groups. Talib, Qani' and Naqid. Talib, he is eager about his own progress, that there is lot of progress, never ends. This road of progress, it never ends. Until the death, he will keep progressing in the work. He is Talib. He finds faults in himself. And the third category, Naqid, he finds faults in others. So this is the big difference. Talib finds faults in himself, and Naqid finds faults in others.
So how can we remove the faults of others? We can remove our own faults, but how can we remove the faults of others? So at every stage, he falls down. He goes, his progress stops, he falls down. So the elders would say, the elders used to say, that always be a talib, find faults in ourselves. Myself, don't find fault in others. If you find fault in others, you cannot rectify it. How can we remove the faults of others? I can remove my own faults, but how can I remove the faults of my brother? So ignore it. Don't see. See your own faults. So karguzari, my dear brothers, karguzari is to find the defects. Shortcomings in myself. What are my shortcomings? What are my defects? So karguzari is the work of a talib. That talib, he always looks my own shortcomings. Karguzari is like a mirror. When we stand in front of the mirror shows that what is wrong with me. What is something on my face? Before coming out of the house, we look into the mirror. What is wrong with me? What is wrong with my face? Something is on my beard, something on my face. Karguzari shows the mirror that what are my shortcomings. So if there is something good in some karguzari, in some areas karguzari, if something good comes before us, then we should have the eagerness, talab. This is talab, eagerness. That mashallah, they are doing so good. This should happen in our area also. The way they are doing, we need to do in our area also. As Maulana always mentions, this work is khubiyon ka len den hai. The work of Dawat is khubiyon ka len den. What good is in others, take it. What good is in you, pass it to others. And what good is in others, take it from them. Get from them. So this is the business. What is good with us, we give to others. What is good with others, we take. So my dear brothers, during the karguzari, we will find that some areas are doing very good. They are progressing. They are doing the amal in a very good way. So that we need to copy. We need to do the same way. And there is some shortcoming. Some shortcoming in some areas, in some amal. Then this shortcoming is not their shortcoming. It is my shortcoming. Their karguzari is a mirror. What shortcoming I am looking at them is not their shortcoming. This is my shortcoming, that which is seen in that mirror. If any fault, any shortcomings, that is mine. Their karguzari is a mirror. I am finding it's my shortcoming. So I need to rectify myself. Correct myself. Rectify. This is talib. So each one doing in the work of Dawat has to be always talib, because the progress is until death. Never ending road. It's until death. And as I said, is a great job, noble job. That was done by Ambiyas and Rasools. And Ambiyas and Rasools, they were not taught by any human being. They were taught direct by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through wahi. Their guidance was through wahi. And we are doing it without learning. So we need to do with the eagerness of learning the work until death. inshallah, we will fall in the category of talib, who always progresses in this work. And Naqib, our elders say that he will be mahroom. Mahroom ko kya kahenge? He will be deprived. Deprived. Mahroom. Because he looks into the faults of others. He cannot rectify their faults. So he falls. He falls. He is deprived. So my dear brothers, we need to do this work with the intention of learning it. I am a learner. And learner until death. No one can fulfill the right of this work. Even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I could not fulfill the right of this jihad, this effort. So how can we say that I have fulfilled the right? No, I am a learner. So karguzari, inshallah, during the karguzari, we will ask them about one of the five amals, the daily amal. And in those five amal, if there is any muzakara required, if attention is to be drawn to a certain point which they need to do, inshallah, that muzakara will be made. That muzakara is not particularly for them, for the brothers who are giving the karguzari and for that area. No, that muzakara is for every one of us, because we are all learners. We are all learners. Inshallah, any muzakara made with during the karguzari of any area, that muzakara is not for that area only, it is for all of us. With that feeling, we need to hear the karguzari, that this karguzari is my karguzari. This karguzari is the mirror in which I am seen, is showing myself. So what is good, that should come in me. And what is shortcoming, that I should remove from me. With this intention and with this niyat, we need to hear the karguzari, that any area's karguzari is not that area's karguzari. That is our karguzari, our area's karguzari. And what is good in them should come in us. And what is shortcoming in them, that should go from us. Inshallah. Bismillah. Shuru kijiye. Kaun shuru karenge? Maine arz kiya ke nahi, wo to halqon ki sunai thi, ye to pure shahar ki hai. To isme koi bhi baat kuch nahi ho, muzakara karna ho, to maine arz kiya ke wo to sare hi hazrat ke liye hai, sirf unke liye nahi.
This is the report for New South Wales, the whole of New South Wales, of course, including Sydney, and ACT, which is Australian Capital Territory, which is completely surrounded by.
जरा सा कोई उर्दू में कहते कहते जाएं ताकि हमारे हजरत के सामने भी आता रहे. हाथ का माइक ले लो. जी बताते जाइए, ये जो कहते जाएं वो आप बताते जाइए.
Just repeat. So this is the report for the whole of New South Wales, including Sydney and ACT, which is included within the state of New South Wales, or surrounded by.
ये कार्यकारी न्यू साउथ वेल्स सूबे की है, जिसमें सबसे बड़ा शहर सिडनी है और ACT एक सूबा है जहां दारुल खिलाफा भी है.
ये सिटी क्या है?
ACT, Australian Capital Territory, Canberra. Canberra शहर है. ACT एक छोटा सा सूबा है, तो वो सिडनी के हल्के में आता है. दारुल खिलाफा है, तो वो सिडनी वाले उसको संभालते हैं. तो वो
कैनबरा वो और शहर सिडनी.
कैनबरा और सिडनी, जी हाँ, छोटा शहर है लेकिन वो के साथ है.
जी बिस्मिल्लाह.
So the number of masjids is altogether is 156. The number of mishits with five amal is 26. Number of mishits with some amal is 40. Number of 4 months brothers, 322. Number of 40-day brothers is 394. The Jamaats that have gone out in the last year, so 4 months Jamaats, 2. 40-day Jamaats, there's 36. 10-day Jamaats, there's 9. And 3 days Jamaats per month on average is now 59. The number of Masterites who spend 40 days is 68. The number of Masterites spend 10 days is 48. And in that 1 year period, we have managed to send a 40-day Jamaat of Masterite, but we've sent 5 10-day Jamaats.
कुछ इन्हें से कुछ पूछेंगे भाई मराना ज्यादा लगता भाई डॉक्टर इब्राहिम साहब कुछ बात पूछेंगे इन हजरात से द नंबर ऑफ थ्री डेज जमात सीम्स टू बी वेरी लेस Comparing to the number of brothers who have spent time, when compared to the number of brothers, the Jamaats going out for 3 days seems to be very less. You have 394 brothers given 40 days, and 322 brothers who have given 4 months. So altogether, how much it comes? 700. About 700 brothers have given 4 months and 40 days. 716 brothers. 716. Am I right? Those who have given 4 months and 40 days. So if these seven, you can please sit. These 716 brothers, if they alone go for 3 days every month, those who have given 4 months, those who have given 40 days, if they alone go for 3 days per month, then how many Jamaats will be formed? Can anybody research? Can any brother tell me? Yeah. Huh? How many? My question is, those who have given 40 days and 4 months, if they alone go for 3 days, normally how many brothers go in 3 days Jamaat? 8 to 10. So these 40 days and 4 months brothers, they alone go for 3 days. How many Jamaats will be formed? So this shows that even they are not giving 3 days. Whereas our elders say that two brothers make effort 27 days and they take out their Jamaat. At least two brothers, two old workers, they make effort 27 days and they take out their 3 days Jamaat. It is their earning of the month. Everybody looks at his earning. What did I earn in this month? What is my earning? Every businessman, he looks, what is my earning this month? And every person doing job, he looks, what did I bring home at the end of the month? What did I bring home? What did I get? What am I bringing home? And every businessman looks, what is my earning this month? So every da'i, he should see, what is the earning, what is my earning in this month? What did I earn? My real earning is those brothers whom I take out with me, along with me, in 3 days. These brothers who went for 3 days, they will be the one who will be giving chilla. And they will be the one who will be giving 3 chillas. And in these 3 days, they will be making great azaim. And when they return, they will become my masjid jamaat satis. So these are, they will be making great, great intentions for going 4 months, going 40 days, during the 3 days. They will get that jazba. And when they come back, they will become my masjid satis. So this is my real earning. So each one of us has to see, what did I earn this month? Everyone should assess himself, take his own assessment. What did I earn in this month? The new brothers whom I took along with me for 3 days, that is my earning of this month. Not the earning that I get the pay from my job. That is my need. It's not my real earning. My real earning is those brothers, new brothers, whom I made effort, prepared, and I took them along with me in 3 days jamaat. They are my earning of this month. So each one of us, this is not just, I am telling, as I told in the beginning, this is not just for one particular area. This is for every one of us. So every one of us has to see, has to assess, what did I earn in this month? What did I earn in this month? Those new brothers whom I made, upon whom I made effort, prepared them, and I took them along with me in 3 days, they are my effort. They are my real earning. That way, inshallah, the work will grow. The masjid jamaat will grow. Because after 3 days, when they come back, they will join the masjid jamaat. And they will come back with great intentions. Azaim. So inshallah, we will all do this. So each one of us has to see, assess himself, assess myself. What did I earn in this month? So as our elders say, two brothers make effort 27 days. Two brothers make effort upon new brothers and take with him 8 to 10 new brothers in 3 days. That is my earning. Yeah. Next. Mike, did you? Mike.
دو دو ہوتے ہیں اور انہوں نے اپنے ساتھ جماعت تیار کر کے جماعت کو لے کے جاتے ہیں. ایک تو عام مجمع ہے اور ایک تو جو پرانے ساتھی ہیں جن کے جو مخاطب ہے, جن سے بات سنی جا رہی ہے, جن سے بات کہی جا رہی ہے, کہ آیا اس کو وجود دینے کے لیے جو محنتیں ہو رہی ہیں تو کہاں کہاں کے ایسے دو دو ساتھی ہیں کہ جو اپنے ساتھ پورے مہینے میں ایک جماعت تیار کر کے وہ نکلتے ہیں, 8-10 ساتھی, تو ایسے تقریباً کتنا
MashaAllah, Maulana is saying that this is not an ordinary majma. This is a majma of responsible brothers who are already in the field of Dawat, making effort in Dawat, giving sacrifices. How many of you are in the practice of preparing a jamaat, as our elders say, two together, make effort 27 days, prepare a jamaat. So who are practicing it? Who are the brothers who are making effort the whole month and taking out their own jamaat with 8 to 10 new brothers? Can we see them, please? Can you stand up? Those brothers who are in practice of making effort the whole month and taking out their 3 days jamaats. Who are those brothers? Can you stand up, please? MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Thoda sa khade rahiye, 2 minutes. Kyunki lamba baithna hai. You have to sit for a long time, so better stand a few minutes. ये वो हजरात हैं जो 3 दिन की जमात अपनी खुद तैयार करके ले जाते हैं, पूरा महीना मेहनत करके 3 दिन की जमात बनाकर ले जाते हैं, दो दो की जोड़ियां बनाकर मेहनत करते हैं और जमात अपने ले जाते हैं. माशाल्लाह माशाल्लाह. कितने, हाउ मेनी कैन बी काउंट? About 30 brothers are taking out their own jamaat, making effort the whole month and taking new brothers. Alhamdulillah. As I said, karguzari is the exchange of good. What good others have, we take it. And what good we have, we give it. So what is the niyat of other brothers now? Now you have seen that these are the brothers who are taking out their own jamaat, making effort whole month. So what is the niyat of other brothers? Yes, brothers, what is your niyat? I am not giving bayan. This karguzari is exchange of good. So do we make niyat in this jod that every month I should not miss this arni? So inshallah we make niyat. 27 days inshallah we will make effort, two together, and we will prepare our own jamaat. Take out new brothers with us. MashaAllah. Dekh liya maulana? Ye dekhiye, ye wo hazrat hain jo apni jamaat bana kar le jate hain. Kuch kehna hai inse, farmaiye. Ji? Jazakallah khair. Happy, we are all happy. But mashallah, so many brothers are making effort, taking out their own 3 days jamaat. If this pattern is followed, which is the advice of our elders, then how many jamaats can we take out? See, just take Sydney. Ji? Haan, usko bhi le lenge. Wo ek unwan hai. If this is put to practice, then just Sydney alone can produce 716 jamaats, 716 brothers. Two brothers make one jamaat. So if this is followed, then how many jamaats will come out from Sydney itself? 300 and almost 350 jamaats, right? Am I right? 350 jamaats can come out only from Sydney. And presently it is only 59. The capacity, what is the capacity? And how far, can a place produce? And what are we producing? What we can produce and what we are producing. The capacity is that every month, how many jamaats? 350 jamaats can go out. And now only 59 jamaats are going out. So inshallah we all go with this niyat and intention. Inshallah. Ji. Agla. Usko bhi le lenge, aapne jo bataya hai. वो भी एक उन्वान, क्योंकि एक एक से एक एक उन्वान लेंगे ना. ये मेलबर्न की.
So this is the report for Melbourne, Melbourne, Victoria. Number of masajid is 90. Number of masajid with 5 a'mal, 31. Number of masajid with some a'mal are 42. Number of 4 months brothers is 394. Number of 40 days brothers is 432. In terms of khuruj, men's jama'at, 4 months jama'at that went out in the last year are 3. 40 days jama'at that went out are 52. And 10 days jama'at are 20. Average number of 3 days jama'at per month are 65. For the masturat effort, the number of masturat who've spent 40 days are 74. The number of masturat who've spent 10 days, only 10 days, are 45. In the last year, the ladies' jama'at, we had one jama'at for 40 days, and we had 4 jama'at for 10 days.
Can you please tell us how do you take out 40 days and 4 months jama'ats? How you make effort and take out 40 days and 4 months jama'ats?
So the...
Maine arz kiya ke 40 din aur 4 mahine ki jama'at hai, kis tarah se banate hain? Yes.
So 40 days and 4 months jama'at, the taqazas are put in the city mashura and then given to the different halaqas. So the halaqas are requested that each halaqa should take up this taqaza and to put it to each masjid in each halaqa. So the aim is that one masjid can take out a full jama'ah for 40 days and 4 months. So that is the how the taqaza is put. And then the brothers work. The taking the brothers out for 3 days and in the 3 days to make the brothers' minds up for the longer tashkeel.
MashaAllah. You're saying that we give the taqaza and take the taqaza and take our masjids. And from the masjids, چلے 4 مہینے کی جماعت بناتے ہیں مساجد اور جو سہروزہ میں بھی لے جا کر ان کی تشکیلیں کرتے ہیں مقام پر بھی کرتے ہیں اور 4 مہینے چلے کے لیے ان کو تیار کر کے لے جاتے ہیں. میں نے شہر کے مشورے میں تقاضا حلقے کو دیا جاتا ہے اور حلقے والے وہ تقاضا مسجدوں کو دیتے ہیں. الحمدللہ, اٹس ویری گڈ. فرام میلبورن, how many masajid can we see who have taken out their own jamaat from their masjid, their own jamaat from their own masjid? 40 days jamaat, 4 months jamaat made on the basis of masjid. So can we see the masajid who can stand up and say that we are taking out 4 months jamaat from our not from halqa, from our masjid? Who are the masajid? Can you please stand up? Ye wo masjidain hain jo chile 4 mahine ki jamaat masjid se banate hain. From other areas also, can you please stand up? Not only Melbourne, other areas also who are making jamaats on the basis of masjid. They make their jamaat from their masjid and take out 4 months, 40 days jamaats. Ji? Sab tamam. Sab ki, yeah. Jo apne masjid se jamaat banate. So can you count? Can anybody count? یہ وہ حضرات ہیں جو اپنی مسجد سے جماعت بناتے ہیں. یہ وہ حضرات ہیں جو اپنی مسجد سے چار ماہ کے چولہے کی جماعت بناتے ہیں. اراؤنڈ 15 ماشاءاللہ. سو واٹ از دا نیت آف دا ریمیننگ بردرس؟ What do we receive from this karguzari? What are we receiving? Please sit. So what is the niyat of other brothers? What are we receiving from this karguzari? Now who are the masajid who are ready to make effort this whole year? And inshallah the next year in your old workers jod, you give the karguzari that in this year we made effort from our masjid, we took out 4 months jamaat, we took out 40 days jamaat. So who are the masajid who make intention to take out 40 days, 4 months jamaat from their own masjid? MashaAllah. Yeh sab tayyar hain apni masajid se jamaat banane ke liye. Alhamdulillah. دیجیے.
عام طور پر جو مذاکرے میں بات آتی ہے اور یہ ایک تجربہ ہے یا دیکھنے میں الحمدللہ آ ہی رہا ہے کہ جن مسجدوں میں پانچ کام ہو تو ان پانچ کام میں سے ایک کام یہ ہے کہ مسجد کی جماعت سے روزے کی نکلے. تو جن مساجد سے اہتمام کے ساتھ ایک جماعت نکلتی ہے سے روزے کی تو اسی مسجد سے سال میں چلہ تین چلے کے ایک جماعت نکل جاتی ہے. یعنی یہ جو پورے کام کو دیکھ کر ہمارے زراعت ہمیں بتاتے ہیں تو تقریباً یہی اوسط ہے. اگر کسی مسجد سے روزے کی دو جماعتیں نکل جاتی ہیں مہینے میں تو اسی مسجد سے سال میں دو جماعتیں چلہ تین چلے کی تیار ہو جاتی ہیں. یہ عمومی طور پر جو کارگزاریوں کو دیکھا گیا ہے اور بتایا جاتا ہے وہ یہی ہے. اب جیسے یہاں پر ہے تو پانچ اعمال والی مساجد 31 ہیں اس ایک جگہ میں, تو گویا یہ مسجد تقریباً 31 مسجدیں ایسی ہیں جس سے ہر مہینہ سے روزے کی کم از کم ایک جماعت نکل جاتی ہے کم از کم. تو گویا اس اعتبار سے یعنی چلہ تین چلے کی 31 جماعتیں نکلنی چاہیے یعنی عمومی طور پر, جبکہ 65 جماعتیں سے روزے کی نکلتی ہیں. یعنی یہ وہ ہے کہ جو مختلف مساجد سے جو احباب تیار ہو جاتے ہیں تو تقریباً 65 جماعتیں سے روزے کی مہینے میں نکل جاتی ہے. تو 65 جماعتیں چلہ تین چلے کی اس جگہ سے جہاں کی کارگزاری ابھی یہ سنا رہے ہیں وہاں چلہ تین چلے کی جماعتیں نکلنی چاہیے اس ترتیب کے اعتبار سے. ایک تو ہے نا کہ چاہیے کتنا وہ تو الگ ہے, لیکن جو ہو رہا ہے اس ترتیب کے اعتبار سے 65 جماعتیں یعنی چلہ تین چلے کی. اب جہاں بھی مثلاً کوئی سکم ہے تو اس کو پھر دیکھا جائے سوچا جائے.
What a respected guest is saying is that what we find is those masjids, when we're making effort in 5 a'mal, so in those masjids, 5 a'mal means that a 3-day jamaat, at least minimum 1 3-day jamaat is going out. And so based upon that, what we also find throughout the world in the karguzari is that the number of 3-day jamaats is also equal to the number of 40-day jamaats. So this is an average that we find, that the number of 3-day jamaats is equal to the number of 40-day jamaats.
40 days and 4 months
as well. And so in Melbourne we have, for example, 31 masjids with 5 a'mal. So the minimum would be that each one of these masjids is taking out at least 1 3-day jamaat. So the minimum we'd expect from that is that there at least should be at least 31 4 months and 40-day jamaats. But now, alhamdulillah, some masjids are stronger, so they're sending out more than one jamaat. So we have 65 jamaats that are going out for 3 days. So using that same methodology, that we're expecting that we should be able to get our capacity is 65. So we should have many more jamaats, but at minimum we should be targeting 65 4 months and 40-day jamaats, which is equal to the number of 3-day jamaats that we're sending every month.
This is the normal practice and normal karguzari, that the number of 3 days jamaats, the number of 40 days and 4 months jamaat is equal to the number of 3 days jamaats. The number of 40 days and 4 months jamaat is equal to the number of 3 days jamaats. That those who went in 3 days for 11 months, at the end of the 10th month, they went out in 40 days, 4 months. So the number of 3 days jamaat should be equal to the number of annual 40 days and 4 months jamaat. This is the minimum. This is the minimum. That those who went out in 3 days, they went out for 4 months. At the end of the year, they went out for 40 days. Normal karguzari, what we hear from different places is that the number of 3 days jamaat and number of 40 days, 4 months jamaat is equal to number of 3 days jamaat. That is the minimum. So that should be our motto, that inshallah we will take out. In 3 days we will make effort, 10 months, that they go out for 40 days and 4 months. Alhamdulillah, you have come closer. You have come closer to the estimation that 65 should go out. Now, alhamdulillah, 55 are going out. So you are very close to it. Now make niyat that we should go more than that.
So, alhamdulillah, this was, well, mashallah, the world is at the target. Now, we had 65 and we had 55 jamaats for 4 months and for 40 days. But respected guest said, if we add our masjids with some amal, there's 42 masjids with some amal. And if we add them to the masjids with 5 amal, 31 masjids with 5 amal, then our target is a little bit further away. So alhamdulillah, effort is on the right track, but we have a further target that we still need to try to reach according to our capacity and capability that is already there.
Dr. Sam, your karguzari is over?
Yes.
Is over?
Yeah.
Okay. Third. Agla.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is the karguzari of Queensland province on the northeast Australia. We have 74 masjids in whole Queensland. The main capital is Brisbane. And we have 5 masjids with 5 amal, 8 mosques with few amal, and we have 53 brothers who have spent 4 months, 80 brothers who have spent 40 days, and 1 jamaat of 40 days was sent, and one brother went for 4 months, and 2 jamaats of 10 days, and five jamaats a month of 3 days. We have 6 ladies who have spent 40 days. We have 10 ladies who have spent 10 days.
ब्रिस्बेन की कारगुजारी है सुबह क्वींसलैंड है पूरा सुबह और जिसमें सबसे बड़ा शहर ब्रिस्बेन की है
how do you make effort to start amal in the masajid where there is no effort no amal how do you make effort on those masajid because you have 74 masajid and out of 74 masajid only five amal and some amal 13 masjid
Yes.
13 masjids have some amal and 5 amal. And the total number of masajids is 74. So how do you make effort to start 5 amal and to start some amal in masajid where there is no amal?
We select a masjid with mashwara, and that is a certain masjid that we need to focus. And then we start doing our second jola in that masjid, and we also visit during the week as well in those masjids as well, like in our daily gasht, we visit those masjids, the brothers around those masjids, and we try to get them into 3 days as well. So when we go in 3 days, because that's a new neighborhood. Or new masjid, so we motivate them to come and join us. So we tashkil with them with us as well, because their new area, they haven't time spent before. So we try to encourage whatever we can. We do some ikram, some muhabba, some visits are required of specific nature. We visit the sheikh, the imam as well. We visit the masjid brothers, the committee people as well. So in whichever way is possible, we try to cover.
मैंने पूछा था कि जिन मसाजिद में काम नहीं है वहाँ काम शुरू करने की क्या क्या मेहनत है क्या तरतीब है तो ये कह रहे हैं कि हम मस्जिदों को मस्जिदों की जिम्मेदारी देते हैं जिनमें काम है उनको जिम्मेदारी देते हैं उन मस्जिदों की जिनमें काम नहीं है और वहाँ वो अपना दूसरा गश्त करते हैं और कभी कभी रोज़ाना की मेहनत में भी वहाँ जाकर मुलाकातें करते हैं वहाँ के आइम्मा से इमाम से उनसे भी मुलाकात करते हैं तो इस तरह दूसरे गश्त के ज़रिए और रोज़ाना की मेहनत के ज़रिए हम उन मसाजिद में कोशिश करते हैं काम शुरू करने की
और अपने साथ उनको 3 दिन में भी ले जाते हैं
क्या
उन जो नया महिला होता है उनके साथियों को 3 दिन के लिए भी साथ ले जाते हैं
उनको भी साथ ले जाते
जी
दूसरे गश्त में
नहीं जब हम 3 दिन के लिए जमात में जाते हैं
हाँ
उनको अपने साथ लेने की कोशिश करते हैं और चलते भी हमारे
जिन मस्जिदों में काम नहीं है
वहाँ के काम नहीं है
अपने साथ ले जाने की कोशिश करते हैं 3 दिन पे
यस अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह वी हैव पिन पॉइंट इन ब्रिस्बेन स्पेसिफिकली देयर आर सम न्यू मस्जिद्स एंड देयर सम मस्जिद देयर इज एब्सोल्युटली नो वर्क एंड सो वी first what we do is we give masjid responsibility that for next 6 to 8 months your tashkil is in the same masjid so that one particular masjid will keep going every month for 3 days in that new area for example we have a area called sunshine which is 150 kilometers away from us in the north so one of our masjid is responsible to send jamaat every month 3 days in that area 150 kilometers away and we focus on that area so a similar way so 5-6 months we are focusing as well
during he is asking
alhamdulillah there is increase yes
during 1 year how many masajids new masajids
3 masjids
work 3 masjids started
3 masjids
3 masjids yeah. during the year in 3 masajids work
one outside of the city which is sunshine area and 2 within the city
so totally 3 masajid workers
yes
alhamdulillah ji agla lijiye achhi baat
ji
Yeah, Brisbane brother. Yeah. कितनी कारगुजारियां हैं ऑस्ट्रेलिया की? नहीं, ऑस्ट्रेलिया की माशाल्लाह.
So this is the report for Western Australia. The capital of the West Australia is Perth.
So ये Perth की Perth, Western Australia सुबह है और Perth उसमें सबसे बड़ा शहर है. कारगुजारी.
So the number of masjid and musalla is 44. The number of masajid with 5 amal is 6. The number of masajid with some amal is 13. The number of brothers who have spent 4 months is 70, approximately. And the number of brothers who have spent 40 days is approximately 67.
MashaAllah. 70, 4 mahine wale hain? What?
70, 4 months? 67, 40 days.
MashaAllah. Achhi tadad hai.
The number of 4 months Jamaat in this reporting period is only one brother. The number of Jamaat for 40 days, there were 2 Jamaat, and 2 other brothers joined a Jamaat in Pakistan. The number of 10-day Jamaat were 2. One after the Ishtima and one during Ramadan. The number of 3 days Jamaats per month, 7. And the Mustarat work, the number of brothers who have spent 40 days are 8. The number who have spent 10 days, 8. But in the present reporting period of 1 year, there's only one brother who has been for 40 days, and there have been no Jamaat for 10 days, Mustarat.
Have you made any tarteeb to cover your area, remote area, which is far from Perth? Those areas which are far from the city.
Yeah, some areas can be covered in 3 days, such as Katanning and Geraldton, which are about, Geraldton is 700 kilometers. The further areas, we still send Jamaat by road, usually 40-day Jamaat, but sometimes the 10-day Jamaat, they cover those areas. But definitely there is more to Qazir in those areas. We also have Jamaat from Melbourne or Sydney. Sometimes they visit those areas.
Sydney brothers, they gave the Karguzari that the whole region they have divided in 3 parts, the whole region. What is the region? New South Wales. The whole of New South Wales, they have divided in 3 states. Those who are close to Sydney, they cover through 3 days Jamaats. Those who are far away, but they are in New South Wales, they cover through 10 days, in 40 days, in 4 months jamaats. And that responsibility they have given to their halqas. How much area each halqa will cover, that responsibility they have divided and given to halqas in such a way that no area is left out and the whole area is covered. That responsibility is given to halqas. And halqas, they cover those areas which are closer through 3 days, those who are far through 40 days and 4 months. Can you give the karguzari of that? Can any brother give the karguzari? How have you covered your whole region? By koi aur bota na, kyun hi nik sar karte isko, ab Sheikh Abdullah ko hi khada karte ho. Let somebody else say. How have you covered your whole region so that no area is left out and jamaats reach every area and effort is made on every part of your region?
So mainly the western side of the state is the responsibility of Rooty Hill zone. All the way from Rooty Hill till Broken Hill and areas like Dabbo, Bathurst, Orange. So this is Rooty Hill's responsibility. Similarly, there's urban zone has their responsibility areas, ACT, which is Canberra, and also Newcastle area, which is northern part of the Sydney. So all these areas, not only we send jamaats in 40 days, we also send every 2 months, 3 days jamaats to these areas as well.
Every two months?
3 days jamaat to far off areas as well, like 500, 600 kilometer area, 700 kilometers area. So, and in within the masjid also, we have given the responsibility. In Rooty Hill, we have around 8 3-day jamaat. So we encourage at least every other month, there should be one jamaat going to the area of responsibility, which is outside the city. So they've been also given 2 3-day jamaat to cover.
So the whole region you have covered?
Yes.
And divided and distributed to masajid, halqas.
Masajid, and within masajid to 3 days jamaat, which go on every week.
MashaAllah. They showed me a plan, how they have covered the nearby areas and how they have covered the far off areas. So that you can take, each region can take and see that how best they can implement it.
Also, the Maryland brothers have taken responsibility for within urban area, so Newcastle. So they're sending maybe 3 3-day jamaats every month. So now we're getting 3-day jamaats coming from that city, and they're now ready to send their own 40-day, getting ready to send their own 40-day jamaat. So when we made this concentrated effort from each zone, alhamdulillah, it's starting to get some results.
So the object is that no area should be left out. Every area should come under the responsibility of a region. Every region makes fikr that we reach to every corner of our region. And no part of our region is left out with effort. Every part is covered, given responsibility to certain halqa, certain area. That way, the whole region should be covered. What do you call region? 7 regions? States. Now, this is Australia. You have divided into the karguzari which now you are giving. 7 karguzaris. This each karguzari is a region or a state, what it is? So, suba to suba se bhi bada hai na ye. Aapne, see, you have divided Australia into 7 parts and you are giving 7 karguzaris. What is that one part? What do you call it?
It is states.
State,
actually.
State.
Yes,
state. So that state should make tartib to reach every corner of that state, so that no area is left without effort. They must make tartib in such a way that we reach every part through 3 days, through 40 days, through incoming jamaats. With all these, we reach every corner of the state which is under us. In the purview of our effort, we reach every part.
In Victoria for a while now, each masjid has got roots for 3 days, for 10 days, for 40 days. So that when they have a tashkil, they don't have to seek a route. But these routes are made to cover the whole state. So each masjid will cover one region of the state. And they become responsible for sending the jama'at there continuously without having to think of which new route. So like that, the whole state is divided between the masajid.
Through masajid. Divided and given to masajid.
To the masajid.
Responsibility, yes. To masajid.
Yes.
Can you put a plan how you have done that and give it to other states also?
Yeah.
So sure. That they can think of those lines.
Yes.
That no area is left. They can, you can make a plan.
Sure.
And show, give to every state so that they can also think on same lines and give a responsibility to masajid. The areas, close by and far off, both.
Yes.
Haji, agla.
Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
Do I start?
Ye karguzari South Australia subah hai, jisme sabse bada shahar Adelaide hai. The Adelaide walon ki karguzari hai.
Okay, assalamu alaikum. So I'm covering the whole state of South Australia, not including Broken Hill. So there's, it depends how you define masajid, but there's anywhere from 14 to 30 in the whole state. Number of masajid with 5 amals is 4. Number of masjid with some amal is 7. Number of 4-month brothers is 31. There's more than 45 40-day brothers.
Yeah, Adelaide. Shahar ka naam hai aur South Australia subah ka naam hai.
How many masjid and masallah you said?
I didn't. Sorry? How many masjid and masallah? 14.
Oh, yeah.
Jodha
masjid
and
masallah.
Yeah.
5 amal is 4.
And
jar
5 amal wale.
Okay, so men's jamaat, we try and send one a year, but so at least one, two brothers go and join maybe a Melbourne jamaat. We sent 2 40-day jamaats last year.
Do jille ki jamaat yahan se nikli hain, aur ek jamaat 4 mahine ke liye.
There was 5 10-day jamaats. Also, there were some 20-day jamaats not listed, I think 2. We are sending 5 3-day jamaats per month. Number of masturat, we spend 40 days, 0. Number of masturat spending 10 days is, who has spent 10 days is 3 individuals. And we haven't sent any 40-day or 10-day jamaats for a long time.
Is there a greater number of students in your area, or what's the nature of your or demography of your area?
We have a lot of youth, and Marian Masjid is concentrating all the youth for the whole city.
कुछ पूछना है इनसे अच्छी बात
अच्छा हो रहा है जज़ाकअल्लाह खैर
चलिए अगला दीजिए
तस्मीन ये टेस्मेनिया एक सुबह का नाम है जिसमें जो बड़ा शहर है होबार्ट है इसमें दो शहर जहाँ काम ज़्यादा है
and this is the Karguzari for Tasmania as said capital city is Hobart number of masajid in total are 3
तो पूरे सुबह में सिर्फ 3 मसाजिद हैं
number of masajid with 5 amal 2
और 3 में से 2 में 5 amal है
Number of masajid with some amals, only one.
Utisse mein kuch amal, mashallah hai.
Number of 4 months, brother in Tasmania are 10.
Aur 10 char mahine lagaye wale saathi hain.
And number of 40 days, brothers are 13.
Aur 13 chille lagaye wale saathi hain.
And we didn't send any jamaat for 4 months, 40 days or 10 days in last year. And usually every month two jamaats go out for 3 days, one from Launceston and one from Hobart.
इस साल हमारे कोई जमात नहीं निकली चार महीने या चिल्ले या दस दिन के लिए लेकिन हर महीने दो जमातें सरोजा के लिए निकलती हैं
number of masurat to spend 40 days zero and number of masurat who have spent 10 days is one
और एक मस्तुरात है जिसका अशरा लगा हुआ
And we haven't sent any 40 days or 10 days jamaat last year for Masturat jamaat stuff.
These weak areas, how do you support them? And how do you try to improve the work in those areas? How do you do that? Sydney and Melbourne, they have the capacity to cover the whole country. Alhamdulillah, they have enough brothers who have spent time and mashallah, they are making fikr, they are giving sacrifices. So you need to see how we can cover the whole country. Especially the weaker areas, like this area and the area before this. Almost 4 areas are very weak, as I have seen in the Karguzari. 3 areas are strong. Sydney, Melbourne, and Brisbane. Am I right? Sydney, Brisbane. Sydney, Melbourne, and Brisbane. These, mashallah, have the capacity. They have a lot of number of brothers who are given time. And the other 4 areas, the other 4 states are weak. How can you support them, make effort on those areas? You see, you should not wait for foreign jamaats. Your responsibility, you should stand on your feet. Foreign jamaats are dusrat jamaats. They are not the real responsible. they are the jamaats for our nusrat. But we need to stand on our feet and we need to take up our responsibility. So you think of what tartib you have made, that these three areas, Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane, support and make effort on the four areas which are weak.
So for Tasmania, the brothers in Melbourne is taking responsibility for the state of Tasmania. So we send 40-day jamaats, we also send 10-day jamaats, and then also we send 3-day jamaats, if not every month, at least every second month or so, that we send 3-day jamaats there, fly in, fly out, because they have to fly there, and they spend their 3 days in Hobart or Launceston, in one of the two cities, and sometimes we're able to send a jamaat to each city in parallel at the same time as well. And then every 3 months or so, they have a little bit of a jord between the two cities, so we take some karguzari of how far the work has gone and distribute the takazas back to our masjids and bring the takaza back to Melbourne for the next period for sending the following jamaats.
Your mic, please.
The situation with Tasmania especially, it's a temporary place for many people. So many workers are there for 1 or 2 years from different places for visa formalities and so on. Then they shift back to the mainland. They come in Melbourne and Sydney and other cities. So that's why their population or the number of workers always fluctuates. They don't stay there for a very long time. So it's a bit unstable, you know, the work itself. It reduces and increases.
So
the question is that, alhamdulillah, the state is big and there's many cities within the state, and then there's also some cities, some places where there are Muslims but there's no masjid or musalla at the moment. So how do you work in those places? So the question is that there's, mashallah, there's two masjids with 5 amal, one masjid with some amal, and there's 3 masjids altogether. So it looks like that one of them is going for second jollah, perhaps in the other area, perhaps not. But the question is, how do you work in that whole state or within the city where there are Muslims or pockets of Muslims, but there's no masjid or musalla?
In terms of second jollah, sometimes we go to university musalla, which is only restricted to university students. But when we have university students with us, we can get their help for access and we can do jawla over there. And sometimes we select some areas where there are a lot of Muslims, like we select some friend's house. We do asr salah over there, and then we do adab gasht over there and do bayan as well over there.
So, meaning that Baironi gasht ke zariye se jaate hain do jagah inki jo masjid jama jati hai, ek university mein, lekin wahan sirf ja sakte hain agar koi university ka स्टूडेंट हो उनके पास पास हो अंदर जाने के लिए तो दूसरी जगह पे जाते हैं किसी जो साथी है कोई दोस्त जिसका घर है तो उसके घर से फिर वो बैरूनी गश्त कर लेते हैं
ठीक अगला
द नेक्स्ट वन इज नॉर्दर्न टेरिटरी
Thank you. Fiji and New Zealand, will you give your karguzari? Ready?
So, ye karguzari Northern Territory Suba ka naam hai, shared Darwin hai, iska jo Darwin.
Darwin.
Darwin shared.
Assalamu alaikum. Number of masjids are 6.
Masjid al-Masajid wants to have 6 Puri Shahr mein.
Number of masjid with 5 amals are 1.
Aur isme se ek mein 5 amal hai.
Some amals are 5.
Baki 5 mein kuch amal hai.
Total number of 4 months brothers are 7.
Saath saath hi 4 mahine wale.
40 days are 11.
Aur 11 saath hi chille wale.
4 months jaman 0. And 40 days, one person went for 40 days last year.
Ek saathi ne chilla lagaya, lekin koi jamaat chilla 4 mahine ke liye wahan se nahi nikli.
And 3 days jamaat per month, one.
Aur ek jamaat se roze ke liye nikli.
And regarding masturat, we don't have anything at the moment.
Aur koi masturat wakil lagaye wali chilla aur ashra wali wahan nahi hai.
We have 2 takhazas for this Australia. One is there are many people who are the descendants of Afghan and communities of indigenous people who were Muslims but got converted to other religion because of the missionaries are working there. So NT is a very vast area, like 1500 kilometers or more. So there are many small communities. And these people live in communities where there is no houses, no proper transport, no electricity, no network. But missionaries are working there and these people are converting to other religion. If we work on, if we make Zonu Mashura and divide the whole NT into small zones, then it will work out. And I have seen some names whose surnames are still like Abdul Sattar, Sayyid Umar, Sultan, Khan, but they are not Muslims anymore. And there are many like these peoples who got converted, Afghan descendants and the indigenous people, they got converted. So we can work on them. And the second takaza is if we get some Masturat Jamaat so that we can start the Masturat Amal there. Because we don't have any Masturat Amal at the moment there. So if we get at least some 10 days Masturat Jamaat or something. So slowly, slowly one brother can go for 10 days and 40 days, then we can start the Masturat Amal.
فرما رہے ہیں کہ ہمارا شہر چھوٹا ہے لیکن ہمارا آسٹریلیا والوں کی طرف سے ہمارے شہر کے تقاضا ہے آسٹریلیا والوں کے لیے کہ ہمارے یہاں جماعتیں بھیجیں ہمارے اصل باشندے جو آسٹریلیا کے اصل لوگ ہیں جو یہاں پہلے رہتے تھے اور جو افغان کے جو ڈسینڈنٹس جو افغان جو لوگ آئے ہوئے تھے ان کی جو آگے نسلیں ہیں تو وہ ان کی آبادی کافی ہے ہمارے علاقے میں اور کافی لوگ ان اسلام سے دور ہو گئے لیکن ان کا نام ہم دیکھتے کہ ان کا نام سید ہے یا ان کا نام خان ہے تو ہمیں پتہ چلتا ہے کہ مسلمان نسل کے لوگ ہیں لیکن وہ مسلمان نہیں ہیں تو فرما رہے کہ ہم چاہ رہے ہیں کہ جو باقی صوبے جہاں کام اچھا ہے وہ ہمارے علاقے میں جماعتیں بھیجیں
یہ افغانی نسل کے لوگ ہیں جو اب مسلمان نہیں رہے
دوسرا تقاضا رکھا ہے کہ مستورات کا کام ہمارا نہیں ہے تو ہم چاہتے ہیں کہ مستورات جماعتیں آئیں تاکہ ہمارے مستورات کا کام شروع ہو جائے
انشاءاللہ two karguzaris are remaining, New Zealand and Fiji. Should we take it now or should we take it after Zohar? Finish it now.
If you wish, we can delay Zohar. We don't have to have it on time. So it's Ishtima, so.
I don't think it will not take much time.
Yes, no.
So no. Shall we finish it?
Yes, inshallah.
Kya bataiye? ابھی کارگزاری پوری کر لی جائے دو باقی ہیں نیوزی لینڈ اور فیجی تو اس کو لے لیا جائے یا پھر زہر کے بعد وہ کہہ رہے ہیں کہ دیر کر سکتے ہیں دو ہی ہیں بس نہیں یہ کہہ رہے ہیں کہ دیر کر یہ کہہ رہے ہیں دیر کر سکتے ہیں جی پوری کر لیں جی
مسٹر
ویل کمپلیٹ
ون مور اونلی ٹائم فور این آئی لینڈ But we don't have to take. But one brother who lives the island and here has got Karguzari also. Solomon Island.
Yes.
Also is very short. After New Zealand and
yes.
Fiji.
Yes. Shall we do it now or shall we do it after Zohar? We can do now?
We can do now.
Can we delay the Zohar?
Yes, yes. The Ishtima, all the local know that this is to be expected.
Bismillah. Yes. Are you in New Zealand? Brother from Solomon Island has come. Is he here? Yes.
Okay,
shuru kare. Okay.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers. This is a Karguzari of total for New Zealand, the last 12 months. New Zealand is divided into 7 halkas. So this is the tool for all the halkas together. The number of masajids and musallas is 104. The number of masajids with 5 amals, we've got 1, but there's another 6 masajids where 4 amals are taking place. And the number of masajids with some amals is 76. Number of 4 months brothers, total of 94. And number of 40 brothers, 205. In the last 12 months, there was 4 brothers gave 4 months. In 40 days, we had 5 jamaats. 10 days, we had 4 10-day jamaats. And the average number of 3-day jamaats in the country for us is 10. The number of masuras that have spent 40 days or more is total of 10. And the number of masuras who have spent 10 days is 12. In terms of ladies' jamaats, there's one brother who spent 40 days in Pakistan recently, just come back, one couple. And 10 days, one couple has spent 10 days in Bangladesh, just returned.
Kuch kahenge inse? New Zealand ki karguzari.
Yeah, one masjid has got 5 amals strictly, but there's quite a few masjids, like I mentioned, they do 4 amals. The lacking one is the giving time every day. So this is why we strictly put one masjid doing 5 amals. There's at least about 5 masajids that are doing 4 amals, but the one that's lacking is the daily effort, giving time every day. See?
Rozana
ka waqt.
Bimaran ki ek masjid 5 amal wali hai. 104 में से क्योंकि बाकी जो 76 76 मस्जिदें हैं उसमें 4 हमारे रोजाना वक्त साथी देने वाले नहीं हैं इसलिए हमने उनको 5 हमारे में शामिल नहीं किया
ठीक अगला
What I've done, because another question will be, how come you only got one masjid with 5 amal? So also I've brought it down for the people. There's about 6 masajis where 4 amals are taking place. The one to complete the 5th amal is the daily effort. So there's 76 masajis, according to this form, that are doing some amals. 76, yes. Some amals. But to make the 6 massages, 5 amals will be just one extra amal they have to do. Those are not.
But maine ki 6 masajid mein 4 amal hain, aur baki jo masajid hain 70 ke kareeb 70 masajid mein kuch amal hain. Nahi 76 nahi, sirf 6 hai, isme 4 amal.
Nahi 76 bhi hai.
Nahi 76 mein kuch amal hain.
Yani yun hai ki 4 mein 6 में 4 अमल है और 70 में उससे कुछ कम यूं यूं कम मेहनत तो 76 में भी है लेकिन 6 में कुछ ज्यादा है और 70 में और कुछ कम है तो उसको हाउ यू मेक एफर्ट टू इंप्रूव दैट
So when we have our monthly jours and mashuras, the city mashuras, the question comes up how we can help these brothers. So one of the days, of course, one of the ways is, of course, by, you know, what we do in our masjid. This is somehow I did myself, actually. I'll go, so in my masjid, if I have one brother, and this is the tarqib we give. One brother is ready to give time. We find one brother in the masjid, we go and do some mulaqats. So that, you know, if the brother is steadfast, on different days he'll take another brother. So that way, brothers start giving time as well. And of course, we do second jawla and doing effort in that area as well. But second jawla and taking jamaats out from that, some brothers can join the effort as well, the jamaats with the other masjids. That is another way that we do it as well.
Places where daily effort is done, masajid where there is daily effort, inshallah the work will grow. Daily effort is the basis. Because what we do daily, that is called our work. A person goes to his shop daily. A person goes to his job daily. What a person does on daily basis, that is considered as his work. What one does daily, that is his work. So, our Haji Abdul Wahab Sahib, may Allah elevate his darjas, he always used to say that what you do on daily basis, that will become your work. So if you do the work of Dawat on a daily basis, then inshallah one day you will become a Da'i. If a person does the work of Dawat on daily basis, then Allah will make him, one day Allah will make him a Da'i. Inshallah he will be raised in the company of Da'is on the day of Qiyamah. So this is the basis. We must take it up. That every day, some part of our time is utilized for Dawat. The whole day, if my kitab of Amal is empty from Dawat, then what justice I made with myself? If in my book of deeds, if in my book of Amal, the day is empty from Dawat, then what justice did I make with mine? With my time, what justice I made? I gave the whole thing to dunya. The whole day I gave to dunya. All the 24 hours of the day I gave to dunya. The ungrateful and unfaithful dunya, which is not going to give any reward and return to me. If I gave my whole 24 hours to dunya, then what justice I made with myself? So no part of the day should go empty from Dawat. My book of deeds should not go empty from Dawat. That day should not go blank. There is no amal of Dawat. That is a great injustice I will be doing with myself if I do not do, if my deed of book of deeds goes blank with Dawat. So Abdullah Absab always used to say that if I want that my name should also be included in Da'is, and if I want that I should be raised in the company of Da'is on the day of Qiyamah, then on a daily basis I should do the work of Dawat. Achha ji. Next. ये तलबा वगैरह होते हैं छुट्टियों में लगाते हैं बस ये है नहीं आम तरतीब तो नहीं है आम तरतीब नहीं है ये तलबा वगैरह होते हैं छुट्टियां लगाते हैं चलिए अभी अगला फीजी ये नो प्रॉब्लम वो उनको भी बुला लीजिए प्लीज कॉल द सलमान आइलैंड ब्रदर यस इज हियर
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ یہ فیجی کا کارگزاری ہے سوری آل ٹاک ان انگلش دس از کارگزاری فرام فیجی دی نمبر آف مسجد وی آر ہیونگ از 210 اینڈ آئی ایم فرام دی سینٹرل حلقہ وچ از نون ایز نسوری We have 50 masjids and musallas in this halqa. The number of five amals in this masjid, number is 7. Number of masjid with some amals is 5. Number of 4 months brothers in our halqa is 25. Number of 40 days brothers in the halqa is 40.
Is only your halqa you are giving?
Ji.
The whole of Fiji.
Fiji,
You don't have now.
There is an issue.
Achha.
We've already raised.
He is giving only his halqa karguzari. Naswari halqa.
Jazakallah.
Go ahead, please.
Jazakallah. 4 months jamaats we did not send any jamaat. 40 jamaats we have sent 2 jamaats. No 10 days jamaats has been sent. Every month, 3 days, we have 6 jamaats. The number of masturat who has spent 40 days is 6. The number of masturat who has spent 10 days, we have 5 pairs. We did not send any 40 days jamaat. And we have sent 1 jamaat for 10 days for ladies. We have some issues. We have discussed with the elders. After agreement with the Fiji Muslim League, we can only receive 4 jamaats in Fiji, overseas jamaats. These are 3 men's jamaats.
No, 4 jamaats at one time.
At one time, correct. 4 jamaats at one time. This would be 3 men's jamaat and 1 ladies jamaat. Currently, we are only receiving jamaats from India, Bangladesh, and Australia. There are some visa issues. This is why we have these 3 jamaats coming in Fiji. Our kindly and honorable request is this: if we can have jamaats from England, from South Africa, or from Arab, then inshallah work is diversified, but we can inshallah also increase our work in our country.
MashaAllah. Solomon Island? Ek baki hai. Ek jazeera hai. Ek jazeera hai. Solomon Island.
Assalamu alaikum. Solomon Island, this is the whole island.
Bye.
We have 5 masajid, number of masajid, 5 a'mal, 4 masjid or salah with some a'mal, 1. We've got 6 brothers spend 4 months to India, and 90 brothers spend 40 days. We named the jamaat last year, we said six jamaat spend 40 days, and number of jamaat per month, 4 jamaat per month. For 3 days.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Mike, did you?
This island started from the International Ijtima 96, when the Mashaykh came here and advised us to make effort. So before that, there was no Muslim at all. This is all fresh, you know, Muslims. And they all came into Islam through this work. So alhamdulillah, this is the only work they do, and they know the work of Dawood.
Yeah, koi Musliman nahi tha. Jamaaton ke zariye se Musliman hue. How many Muslims are now?
About estimate 5,000. We say minimum 3,000.
3,000.
Yeah.
Minimum.
Yes.
3,000. Yeah, koi nahi tha Musliman. Yeah, koi Musliman nahi tha. Kya jamaaton ki mehnat se? 3,000. 3,000. What shall we do after Zuhar? Shall we leave for lunch, or shall we do some amal after Zuhar? Namaz Zuhar ke baad kya hona chahiye? Koi kaam ho ya chhod diya jaye khane ke liye? Bataiye, bhai. Zuhar ke baad kya hona chahiye? Should we do some amal after Zuhar or leave for?
I suggest short amal because too much time. Short half an hour. If half an hour.
Yes, now it is 1:07. Zuhar can be at 1:30.
Yes.
1:30?
Yes.
20 minutes?
Yeah.
20 minutes will be enough, inshallah, to get ready. So 1:30 Zuhar. And then half an hour after Zuhar?
Yeah.
Ji. what should happen? Kya karna chahiye? Aadha ghanta zohar ke baad de sakte hain. कोई अंग्रेजी में कर ले. नहीं वो इन दोनों में से कोई कर ले. जी हाँ ठीक है. आधा घंटा जोहर के बाद. सो देयर विल बी हाफ एन आवर टॉक आफ्टर जोहर इंशाल्लाह एंड देन ब्रदर्स कैन गो फॉर लंच. And now get ready for Salatul Zuhr. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.